Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheldon Jones. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Noble. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Dark moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, steps on third, and throws to McCullough, who tags Williams for the double play. Thompson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Sauer scores. Kiner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Al Corwin now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it and throws to third for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to third. Jones moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mixes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Noble and he is out, Williams applying the tag. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0 for 1 in the game. Noble takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Ray Noble. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Turk Lown now pitching. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Rhodes moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Salivar is now catching. Larry Jansen now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixes. Lockman moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Bill Rigney pinch runs for Sal Ivars. Daryl Spencer pinch hits for Larry Jansen. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam Calderon now catching. Frank Hiller now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. he's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Lockman moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.